We're ready to move on to stage three, which I've called honing, which is the process of zeroing in on non-vocalic consonants, which are differentiated by place. A vocalic sound is a vowel-like sound, and all of the phonemes that the child has learned to this point are all vocalic. We have the four vowels, a, e, u, and o, and we have the three nasals, m, n, and ng. These are all vowel-like sounds, vowel or vowel-like sounds. So we call them vocalic. The non-vocalic consonants are consonants that are harder. There's some obstruction that makes the sound non-vowel-like. And these sounds are going to be differentiated by place, and we'll see how that unfolds as we go through this. There are six action skills learned during this phase. The first one is vibrating. This is the act of constricting loosely along the vocal tract, or what we might call the process of producing a raspberry. Raspberries are both voiced and voiceless, and they are made in different places along the vocal mechanism. Raspberries are made on exhaled air, so by this point, the child must know how to exhale consistently through the mouth. There are quite a number of raspberries. In the original infant literature, the term raspberry is simply used to reflect all of them. But in my work with infants and in my work with children with apraxia and dysarthria, it has been my observation that children produce a whole host of raspberries that are made in specific places along the oral tract. And these are listed A, B, C, D, and so forth from front to back. I'm going to make all of them. They're going to sound kind of funny, but it would be good if you, the listener, could be producing these at the same time. And I've decided to call these RSP1, RSP2, and so forth, simply indicating raspberry 1, raspberry 2, raspberry 3, and so forth. Raspberry 1 is a voiceless raspberry, so meaning it's made without voice, and it's made at the lips, so we could call it a bilabial voiceless raspberry. And we all know this sound. It is a very gross sound. It's not a speech sound per se. It's a pre-speech sound, and we'll see how it emerges later into more specific speech sounds. Raspberry 2 is the same sound, but now made voiced. So it is a bilabial voiced raspberry, and it sounds like this. We all recognize this as a sound that little children in the preschool years use a lot to represent motors and engines and so forth. So we have and we have. Now, if I were to ask you to do those sounds for about 30 seconds, and I would encourage you to do this, if I were to ask you to breathe and produce that sound and produce it over and over and over and keep doing it for about 30 seconds, 40 seconds, or a minute, what you would discover is that your lips would be on fire. Your lips, you would have this concept in your head, which is, my lips! And you would discover your lips beyond anything you'd ever experienced before. And this is what little babies do during this time. Remember, we're talking about children who are 4 and 5 months of age now. And they're engaging in what we call crib speech, which is lying around in your crib by yourself with nobody to interact with, and you're just practicing making sounds, and you're enjoying that. You're entertaining yourself by making sounds. And one of the sounds that you make quite a bit during this time is the raspberry. And the raspberry is a way to really give a powerful tactile stimulatory input to your mouth in various places, and that's what helps you really learn those parts of your mouth. So raspberry 1 and raspberry 2, one being voiceless and one being voiced, are the sounds that help young children discover their lips. The second set of two, C and D, raspberry 3 and raspberry 4, are again a pair of sounds, one voiceless and one voiced. Raspberry 3, a voiceless sound made with the tongue tip and the lips. And raspberry 4 being a voiced sound made with the tongue tip and the lips. So now we have four raspberries. We have and And I realize that on the audio tape, these probably sound almost exactly the same. And that's why I'm encouraging you to make these sounds yourself. Perhaps watch yourself in a mirror while you're making these sounds. Raspberry 3 and Raspberry 4 really help the child again discover his lips, but more importantly, discover the tip of his tongue. I have a tongue in there and I can feel it. And if I blow this sound on there, I can really feel it. If you've worked with little babies, if you've had your own babies, you know that children learn these sounds during eating. And it's when we're beginning to spoon feed them applesauce and rice cereal and other purees that they spit those foods out and it makes a big mess and they learn this raspberry sound. And usually we react so strongly to that that they think that's funny and then they keep doing it. So again, we're talking about children 4 and 5 months of age who are beginning to notice more of what other people are doing and how they respond to the things that they do. Raspberry number 5 is a voiceless raspberry made with the tongue back at the velum. And raspberry 6 is a voiced raspberry made at the tongue and the velum. So now we have 6 raspberries defined by place. 2 made at the lips, 2 made with the tongue tip, and now 2 made with the tongue back. These are the first sounds that children learn, which clearly identify the lips from the tongue and the front of the tongue from the back of the tongue. In other words, they're learning place of articulation. Raspberries 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6 define for the child his mouth. He learns that his lips are the most anterior place in which he can make sounds. And he discovers that he has a tongue in there. And he learns that the tongue has a front and the tongue has a back. The back of the tongue is the most posterior place he can make an oral sound. But he continues these raspberries down his trachea and into his throat in order to learn even more places. And that's where we're going with raspberry 7 and raspberry 8. Raspberry 7 is a voiceless raspberry made in the trachea. Now, this is not a sound that we use in the English language, but it's actually a sound that is used in other languages, for example, German. Raspberry 8 is of the same sound, but voiced. And again, it's used in other languages, but not English. Raspberry 9 is a voiceless raspberry made at the glottis. And 10 is a voiced raspberry made at the glottis. And again, these are not sounds we use in English, but these are sounds that little children use in order to discover their vocal mechanism. So now we've gone from 1 through 10, 2 sounds at the lips, 2 sounds at the tip of the tongue, 2 sounds at the back of the tongue, 2 sounds at the trachea, and 2 sounds at the glottis. And then the final sound, raspberry 11, is a raspberry made in the nose, a snort. And actually, it is made ingressively. That's the only one made ingressively. So if you're working with little kids and they're producing these raspberry-type sounds, these should be encouraged because these are the sounds that are teaching the child about his oral mechanism in a way he hasn't had before. Strong, very powerful, vibrotactile input is being given to his lips, the tip of his tongue, the back of his tongue, his trachea, his glottis, his nose. And these are sounds that help him learn, these are all the parts of my oral mechanism. These also require a certain amount of inhalation and exhalation control. So in terms of therapy tools, we're going to continue all our voice and airflow stimulation activities, and we're going to introduce ways to teach him about the whole idea of raspberries. Now, there's one tool that is such a great tool that we can use for this. This is the raspberry blower. A raspberry blower is basically a narrow balloon, thicker than a balloon, a piece of rubber that's thicker than a balloon, looks like a long, narrow balloon that's attached to a little bead. And you can get these in party stores and so forth. What I do is I take the bead off because I find it a little bit dangerous, and I put the rubber blower on a tube, a flexible tube. And then the child has a bigger handle to hold, and he can blow through this. And this will give him the concept of blowing a raspberry. And here, I'll blow one for you. It's a great tool. Kids love it. The raspberry blower teaches him the idea of blowing raspberries before his mouth is actually ready to do so. So it's a great tool to have around. And you can make these your own if you find just the right balloon, cut off the end of the balloon, and attach the mouthpiece of the balloon onto a tube and blow it and see if it'll work for you that way. In order to produce raspberries, the key to raspberries is to get the jaw high. And one of the reasons that children with really low tone don't produce raspberries is because their jaw is always slung so low. So we're going to want to do jaw stabilizing activities, feeding, chewing, biting, masseter strengthening exercises to get that jaw held high so that the lips can approximate nicely. The tip of the tongue can approximate with the lips. The back of the tongue is up near the velum and so forth. We're going to model these sounds, certainly. We're going to have the child look in the mirror while he's doing it. We're going to have him feel his mouth while he's doing it. We're going to talk about these sounds. We're going to use feeding therapy with younger children, certainly, for a short period of time in order to give them the sensation of pushing and blowing food out the mouth. A very messy activity done for a short period of time can be highly useful for you. We're going to assign meaning to these sounds. Once a child can produce some early raspberries, we immediately want to give them a reason to do so, and a reason to practice them. And I've just given some examples of assigned meanings there. For example, the bilabial raspberries can be used for motor sounds. The lingual labial raspberries can indicate rejection. Oh, I don't like that. The lingua velar raspberries, I always use these for crashing sounds. The tracheal raspberries can be used for animal growls. The glottal raspberries can be used to represent the scary noises of monsters and so forth. And the nasal snort, of course, is always good to indicate the pig. While we're doing all these sounds, I would give them a meaning like, ooh, that's the car, or that's the boat, or that's the crashing. Let's make the crashing sound. But I would also label place of articulation. Make the crashing sound with the back of your tongue. Make the growl with your throat. Make that lion make his throat sound. Or get that motor going. Make your lips vibrate, if you want to use the term vibrate. Or make your lips bumpy. That's what I use with the little kids. Make your lips bumpy. Make your tongue bumpy. Make the back of your tongue bumpy. Make your throat bumpy. Gives them the idea of a reverberating sound in those areas. The raspberries can be overlooked because they are truly non-speech sounds in the English language. But I find the raspberries to be one of the most important sounds for the development of consonants, as we shall see as we describe the rest of the skills learned in the honing stage. Once a child can begin to produce these raspberries, what we usually see is they learn to do one of them. For example, they might learn a bilabial raspberry, or they might learn a tracheal raspberry to growl like a lion and that type of thing. But once you hear a raspberry produced, it's important to really take the next few weeks through few months to teach the child to produce all of these raspberries. By learning all of them, he's learning to articulate at all the basic places of articulation for speech. And once he can produce raspberries at these places, now he learns to do other things with those raspberries.